We're up to Likutei Moran Tanina, Taira Lamed Tes. Before we begin this Taira, we'll mention two short items as introduction to this. Number one, it's brought in Chaim Aran. Rav Nosson Zal writes that it was very interesting about this Taira that when he brought some chapters in Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal actually got to copy the notes of Rabbeinu Zal, where Rabbeinu Zal had written down this Torah. Other chapters of Likutei Moran that we have today, many of them, were where Rabbeinu Zal did not provide Rav Nosson Zal with notes. Rav Nosson Zal wrote his own notes, brought them to Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal would check it over. He would correct anything that required correction. And usually Rabbeinu Zal would approve of Rav Nosson Zal's notes in a very big way. You know, he knew his stuff very well, and he followed the shir very well, and, you know, etc., etc. In this case, Rav Nosson Zal writes that when he brought his notes to Rabbeinu Zal about this Torah in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal said to him that he missed the point, that Rav Nosson Zal didn't really understand what Rabbeinu Zal was trying to get across. Period. These were Rabbeinu Zal's words on this. Rav Nosson Zal comments, I believe in Chaim Aran or in Likutei Halachos, I don't remember which place I saw it in, that afterwards, when he saw a certain statement that Rabbeinu Zal had made in Sefer HaMidos, he felt that possibly this chapter on Likutei Moran that we're about to learn now was more along the track of that statement from Sefer HaMidos. And in other words, that seemed to clarify in Rav Nosson Zal's mind the point that Rabbeinu Zal was trying to bring across in this chapter on Likutei Moran. So first we'll do that small paragraph from Sefer HaMidos. We'll try to explain it. It's not difficult to touch. And we'll use that as a base to go into this Torah on Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says in Sefer HaMidos, in the Aleph Beis Hechodosh, the second part of Sefer HaMidos, Ois Dalid for Das, in the part that's Das, and it's Sif Aleph, paragraph 1. Rabbeinu Zal said, Da, you should know, Ki lechol ha'olamos ulechol nivra, that each and every single one of the worlds that Hashem created, and each and every single creation that Hashem created, meaning each and every plant, each and every tree, each and every stone, each and every single one of them has a koima miyuchedes, an individual being, level or standing, and a binyan miyuchad. It's built in a unique way. That's the word I'm looking for, unique. Each and every single one is unique. Lamoshel, for example, min arye, the species called lion, koimosoi nivdal mi min hatsoin. Its structure, I believe a pretty good word here for koima would be, its structure is quite different from that of a sheep. Hein bekoichoi, both in strength, v'hein bebinyan evorov, in the structure of its organs, in its body structure, v'hein, okay, that's one aspect of the uniqueness between one species and another species. V'hein bemin arye, and within the species of lion itself, yesh hevdel bein kol echad v'echad. There are obviously differences between each and every single lion that you're going to see. If you go to compare them, you're going to see there are differences. One is taller, shorter, fatter, skinnier, stronger, slightly different bone structure, you know, differences. V'chein b'chol ha'nevroim, and so too among all items within creation, that there are these differences. And Rabbeinu Zal says, ha'hevdelim hein kulam remuzim bitmunas ha'isyais u'bitzirufehem. And every single aspect of this uniqueness that exists, number one, from one species to another species, and number two, within an individual species, all of that can be found within the letters that make up the names of these species and the combinations, the different combinations that are formed from these letters that are used to make up the names of these different species. Meaning, for example, as is elaborated in another place, that if a person knows the Torah very, very well, a person could analyze the word Adam, just the word Adam itself, and be able to see within the word Adam the basic structure of a human being and how it's different from that of an animal and a plant, etc., etc. And a person would be able, by further researching it, to be able to find within the letters Aleph, Dalet, Mem, to be able to paint a picture of each and every single different human being in existence that was ever created. Their uniqueness is also found within the word that makes up their name. And a person who is zeiche to get to understand the Torah deeply, will be able to understand hints within the words of the Torah to show the uniqueness between all different items within creation. He would know the uniqueness, and he would also know the oneness about all of them. He would know the individuality and how they're all nichlal in one. Hainu, reishisam v'tachlisam. This is referring to their point of origin and their final goal. Ki bereishis u'betachlis heim bi'achdus b'li hevdel. Because in their origin and in their end, in their final point, they are in a state of oneness without any distinction, without any differentiation whatsoever. This is a statement of Rabbeinu Zal in Sefer Hamidos, and in the Maror Hamakomis here, we find that this is based on a statement, not that this is based, that we find a comparable type of statement in Medrash Rabbah, where the Torah discusses, in Parshas Bereishis, naturally, discussing the creation of the world, where the Pasuk writes about the Torah, Vo'eheye etzloi omun, that the Torah was the blueprint that Hashem used to create the world. And the Medrash there implies that since the Torah was the blueprint, by studying the blueprint very carefully, you would get to know everything about the building, everything about the product that was produced. But here, Rabbeinu Zal presents an interesting item, that everything that was created came from Hashem, originates from Hashem. And everything that was created has a tachlis by Hashem. Its end is also Hashem, whether it be serving Hashem or giving kavod to Hashem, etc., etc. Therefore, all of these items in their place of origin, where they originate from Hashem, are obviously all one, because Hashem is one. And if all of these items originate from Hashem, they are also in a state of oneness. And when we think of the tachlis, the finalness of these things, again, we're talking about them all once again being nichlal in one. Because the reishis and the tachlis, the beginning and end of Kedusha, are actually one. And we mentioned this at times in reference to describing the midos of Hashem, the qualities of Hashem, that you'll note the highest quality of Hashem we refer to as keser, the crown. The lowest attribute of Hashem that we refer to is the Malchus, kingdom, which by definition alone, just the terms crown and kingdom, appear that these on one hand are supposed to be on opposite extremes, and yet they're one and the same. What makes a king king is his crown. And also we mentioned the terms that are used to refer to these, synonyms to these. A synonym for keser is ayin. Ayin is called nothingness, bitul, the ein soif. And the nickname that's used throughout Shir HaShirim to refer to the Malchus of Hashem is Ani. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We know that Ayin and Ani are the identical letters, showing how Ani Rishon v'Ani Achroin u'mibalod Ayin Elokim, how the beginning and the end, top and bottom, within Kedusha, are actually one and the same. It's all part of Hashem Echad. This is the foundation. And now let's see what Rabbeinu Zal is going to bring out in this Torah. Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 46, where the Pasuk says, Dovid HaMelech writes, Lechu chazu mifalois Hashem, go and see the great deeds of Hashem, asher son shamois ba'oretz, that Hashem has placed desolation in the world. Hashem has demolished certain countries of the Goyim, he has made them into shmoma, complete destruction, desolate wipeout. And this is one of the manifestations of the great, the awesome power of Hashem. So it's lechu, go, Chazu and see Mifalois Hashem, the great outstanding deeds of Hashem, Asher Sam Shamois Boretz, that Hashem has placed these places of destruction in the world. In other words, Hashem has destroyed, made churvois out of many large centers of the Goyim. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki be'emes, in truth, hadovor niflo v'neiro ma'oid. It's incredibly awesome, asher bora Hashem yisporach es kol habriya, that Hashem has created the whole creation, sheyesh bo kamo v'kamo dvorim nifloim v'neiroim harbe ma'oid ma'oid. And the creation contains in it many, many fantastic, wondrous, awesome things, which if a person would stop to study, Rav Nosson Zal writes in a few places in the Kutei Halachos, that if a person just looks, analyzes one being within creation, whether it be a fly or a grasshopper or a human being, lahavdil, just sit down and study this one item and see how incredibly complex and perfect the creation of this item is, and how balanced and how intricate and how precise and how... That alone, you could learn, you could get an idea as to the greatness of Hashem, just as it's reflected from each and every single individual item of the Bria. More Rabu Masecho Hashem, how great and awesome is the work of Hashem. Va'afilu boze ha'olam levad atzmoi nifloes Hashem. And Rabbi Nezal says, even just in this world alone, this physical world, which is supposedly the lowest of the worlds and the smallest of the worlds, Asher bora doimimim v'tzaimchim, Hashem has created inanimate objects and plant life, v'chulu, etc., etc. Umi yuchal l'shayar gedulas Hashem. And who can possibly evaluate the greatness of Hashem? Sheyesh bebriyos shelzeh ha'olam, which is found in the creations of this world. Ma kol shkein, try to imagine, multiply that by some unusual factor, to see in the other worlds, in the higher level worlds. V'hakoyl kasher lakoyl lo nivro ela b'shvil Yisrael. And all of this, literally all of this, was created for the sake of the Yidden, of the Jewish nation. The Medrash says, Bereshis bora Elokim. Be means because of. Because of Reshis, bora Elokim is Hashem HaMesor. It's Hashem created heaven and earth. What is Reshis? Reishis is a nickname given to the Jewish nation. Kodesh Yisroel Hashem Reishis Tevuasai. The Jewish nation are referred to as Reishis. So we see it's because of the Jews that Hashem went ahead and created heaven and earth. V'Yisroel bi'atzmoi, and the Jewish nation itself, Iker b'riyoson b'shvil b'chinas Shabbos. The main purpose for the creation of Am Yisroel was for the sake of Shabbos, which means Shehu HaTachlis. Rabbi Nezal is using the word Shabbos in this Torah to refer to the Tachlis, the completion, the goal. Ki Shabbos Hu Tachlis Maaseh Shamayim Voretz. Shabbos is the underlying reason and the goal of the creation of heaven and earth. This is what we say on Shabbos. Ato kidashto esyom hashvi'i l'shmecha. Ato kidashto esyom hashvi'i l'shmecha. You, Hashem, have designated this seventh day as being outstanding for your name, l'shmecha. Tachlis maaseh shamayim v'oretz. This was the tachlis, the purpose of the creation of heaven and earth. Rabbi Nezal explains, Ki Shabbos hu tachlis maaseh shamayim v'oretz, shehu bechinas oilom haneshamos. Shabbos, one of the nicknames that's given to Shabbos in the Sifrei Kabbalah is that Shabbos is called oilom haneshamos, where the body takes a very big back seat, and it's the neshama that really, really takes over. Meaning, for example, the fact that during the week you have a one-on-one relationship between the guf and the neshama. On Shabbos, for starters, it becomes two-on-one. Person gets a neshama yisera, a taisvis neshama, an additional neshama. So we see that Shabbos is referred to as this concept of oilam haneshamos. Very, very heavy stress on the neshama. So too the Sifrei Kabbalah write that the achila that a person eats on Shabbos, when a person eats on Shabbos, it doesn't go to the standard physical locations. It goes purely to nourish the neshama, the soul. the spiritual portion. So Rabbein Azal says, Shehu bechinas oylam haneshamois, Shehu oylam shekuloi Shabbos. This oylam haneshamois is referred to as the place where it's complete Shabbos, all Shabbos. Vishum yasigu es Hashem Yisborach koroi b'li shum mosach hamavdil u'b'li shum moineya. And there, in this olam haneshamos, within this concept of Shabbos, that's where we're going to get to understand Hashem the right way, without any partition, without any separation, without any mania, without any obstacle. There'll be nothing blocking our vision from being able to see and understand Hashem kaviyochol on the highest level. Now note, for example, this is an interesting point that I think Rabbein Azal mentions in the Torah. Shabbos, compared to the weekdays are called Cheshech, Shabbos is called Oyer. When we make Havdalah, we say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chol, ben Oyer l'Cheshech. Shabbos is nicknamed Oyer. We welcome the Shabbos with the candles. The weekdays are called Cheshech. The word Cheshech in Hebrew means darkness. The word Cheshech also means to be Moinea, to block somebody. V'loi chosachto es bincho es yichidcho. Avram Avinu didn't hold back his son from sacrificing him for Hashem. So the word choisech means to hold back, to block. So we see that the weekdays represent a time when a person is blocked from coming completely close to Hashem. There are certain manias, certain walls that are up, certain barriers, obstacles that exist during the week that don't exist on Shabbos. Ki oz yihye na'ase achdus gomor. Because then, when this time will come, when the future Shabbos will come, this Yom Shekulei Shabbos, then there will be a complete oneness. Just as we say on Shabbos, even today, at Mincha time, we say, Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, Yiminkamcho Echod Boretz. This is alluding to the fact that this concept of Shabbos is a concept of where the whole Bria is Nisachid. It joins together, it merges together into the oneness of Hashem. The kol echod yiyeh mare be'etzboi. And the Gemara says each and every single person is going to see Hashem so clearly that he's going to point with his finger. He's going to actually point at Hashem and say, Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. This is the Hashem to whom we were all davening, to whom we were all yearning. If you remember when we discussed the topic of Nevi'im, prophets, in Torah Hay, in Likudei Moran Chelek Aleph, Rabbein Azal says over there, Rabbein Azal quotes the Gemara that makes a distinction between two levels of Nevi'im, prophets. There was Moshe Rabbeinu versus all the other Nevi'im. All the other Nevi'im saw Hashem in a form of Aspaklaria She'eino Me'ira. They saw Hashem, but not in a clear manner, in a blurry manner. This is the terminology that the Torah uses. This doesn't mean physically, obviously. Moshe Rabbeinu kaviyochol saw Hashem ba'aspaklaria hameira, in a very, very clear manner. The Gemara says, where do we see this? The Gemara says, because you'll observe that all the other Nevi'im, when they said Nevuah, they said, Koi Omar Hashem. This is approximately what Hashem said. Koi means, like this, Hashem said. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Nevuah, he said, Zeh hadovor asher tzivu Hashem. This, precisely, is what Hashem said. Note, the Pasuk says that Lo Sid Lavoi, all the Yidden are going to say, Zeh Hashem kivinu loy, nogilav nismach bishuasai. All the Yidden are going to see Hashem so clearly, this concept of Aspaklaria Hameira. Now, seeing means to understand. This is why the Sifrei Kabbalah explained it uses this term, kol echod mare be'etzbo'oi, because the word etzba is one of the nicknames that's given to the sphera of Das. We know that Das is a combination. Das is represented by Hashem's name Aleph Ke Vav Ke. We mentioned several times that Yud Ke Vav Ke represents Chachma, Ekye represents Bina. The name of Hashem that corresponds to Das is Aleph Ke Vav Ke, Aleph He Vav He, which is Begimatria Toiv, 17. That's why it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Vatera Oisoi Ki Toivu, she saw that he was good, because Toiv represents Das. Gam Beloi Das, Nefesh Loi Toiv, the Pasuk says. That if a person is missing Das, his Nefesh is Loi Toiv, because Toiv is one of the nicknames for Das. If you take a look at the Milui of this name of Hashem, Aleph Ke Vav Ke, when it's spelled out, the Milui, It's bigimatria, this word etzba, exactly. Etzba is one of the names of Hashem that's used to refer to the sphere of Das. This is why it says kol echad v'echad mare be'etzboi. Each one is going to point with his finger. Who cares? What's the symbolism in pointing with your finger? This is another term for saying to understand. Each and every person will be zeichet to a Das b'shleimus, where they'll be able to say ze Hashem kivinu loy, v'zehu hatachlis. This is the purpose. This is the reason why Hashem went through the whole creation. The whole creation was for the sake of Bnei Yisrael, and within Bnei Yisrael, the whole purpose was for the Shabbos. Meaning, Shabbos is the nickname used for this Lasid Lavoi, the 7,000 years. This world was created to last 6,000 years, the 7,000 which represents Shabbos. That's the Tachlis Maasei Shemaim Voretz. Ato kidashta siyem ashvi l'shmecho, Tachlis Maasei Shemaim Voretz. The Alkein, and therefore, Yesh bevadai b'chol dovor v'dovor shenivro ba'olam, b'chinas ha-tachlis. Since this is the purpose for which Hashem created everything, then certainly there is to be found within each and every single item of creation, there is to be found this Tachlis. This Tachlis can be seen inside of each and every single item within the Bria. Ki b'chol dovor v'dovor yesh boi haschola v'soif. Because each and every single item has a beginning and an end. Dahainu ha-haschola, the beginning means mimokoim shenishtalshel behishtalshelus ad shenizgashem v'nishave boze ha-tmuna v'hadmus. The beginning, the term beginning we use to refer to the point of origin within the spiritual world, from which this item spiraled down and came into the physical world and took on all the properties that it shows us within the physical existence. From the place where it spiraled down, in this spiraling down process, until it took on a physical form, and it came into being, in this form and image. V'gam yesh boi b'chinas, so that's what we're referring to as a beginning. V'gam yesh boi b'chinas ha-tachlis v'ha-soif she-bishvil zeh nivre. And each and every single item in creation also has an end, meaning a purpose for which it was created, the thing, the reason for its creation, the thing that it's supposed to achieve or get to. Dahainu sheyicholin Yisrael lahamik iyunam. Each and every single Jew is given the tools to be able to think deeply and delve deeply, velodas, and to get to know ula hisbonein, and to get to understand beprotei habria, the specifics, all the details of creation, betavnes soivorim, the structure of all the individual organs within each and every single item in creation, ubinyan, that the base, the main structure, the infrastructure, the koimo udemus, all different aspects of the physiology and the structure of every item within creation. Each and every single year is given a moyach with which to be able to understand these items, lehizboinen bohem, to think into them, and to get to understand through them, gedulas habayre yisporach, to get to understand through these items, to use these items as a vehicle through which to get to understand the greatness of Hashem. Ula avda yisporach, and to get to serve Hashem al yidei zeh, through this specific item. V'chein lemalo malo ad hatachlis, and so on and so on until you reach up to the tachlis. Shishom nismach oisoy hadovor el hatachlis. There, each and every single one of these items in creation are very, very close to this tachlis maasei shamayim voretz. Ki kol dovor v'dovor yesh loy achiza b'hatachlis shebishviloy nivra. Each and every single item has an association, a hookup, to this tachlis, to this final goal and purpose, for which that item and all other items were created. All of these items are plugged in to this tachlis. So that through this item, through this individual item within creation, you can get to understand Hashem, ula avdai, and to serve Hashem, ad oisai tachlis, up until that specific goal ends, sheshom nistayim oisai adavor, at which point this item finishes, the nismach elatachlis, and is close to the finality of the whole creation. In other words, it's as if, you know, to simplify things, we're picturing one end of the room as the beginning, one end of the room as the end of everything in creation. Everything originated from here and spiraled, went through some kind of a transition state where it took shape and form in such and such a way. And every single item was created to get to something, to end at something. And when that item gets to that point, and just as over here, it starts off from a oneness, from a state of oneness, from Hashem Echad, so too, at the point of Tachlis, again, everything becomes one. Within the human creation, we see it's very simple. In other words, the way we envision a human being, the Neshama starts out, Tachas Kisei HaKavod, comes down to this physical world with the hope of getting back to that Kisei HaKavod. So the point of origin and point of end are basically Echad, one and the same. This concept of starting, coming down, and returning to this point of origin, this place where it's all one. And Rabbeinu Zal says, because of this fact, by studying each and every single individual item within the Bria and tracing its step, its hookup, its invisible hookup to its tachlis, by following that up the steps, you can get to, through this item, to understand Hashem via the individual tachlis that this item has, which is plugged into the total tachlis that the whole Bria has. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'tzorich kol echod laha'amik iyunoi bozeh." Each and every single person has to delve deeply into this. Lodas ulahakir gidulas habirei b'chol dovor v'dovor. To get to know and to recognize the greatness of Hashem through and inside of each and every single item of creation. B'tavnisoi, in its structure, udemusoi, its image, b'protius evorov, in all the details of all the individual components that it has, ubinyonoi, and the manner that it's put together, ukiyotzi boze, and everything related to this. Ula ovda yisborach boze, and to serve Hashem with this, until the person gets to the tachlis of that specific item, shehu bechinas Shabbos, which is a concept of Shabbos, because Shabbos is the nickname that's given to the tachlis, this concept of a tachlis, b'olam hanashamos, which is the concept of olam hanashamos, which again is a nickname of Shabbos, because when we get to this yom shekulei Shabbos, that's when the body will be discarded, the body will be nichlal in the neshama completely. There won't be any more this separation. They'll both join together, merge together as one. V'hine habailei seichel shiesh lahem seichel gadol. People who are very intelligent, who have good minds, hey michoilem zois, they're capable of this kind of thinking deeply. Avuk tane erech kamoinu, but smaller-minded people like us, hayoim nowadays, shekulonu b'madrega p'chusa ma'oid, that we are all on a very low level, b'bechinas raglin, we are referred to as the feet. In other words, if we were talking about an organism with a head and a foot, we would be classified as the foot, because we're very low. Eich efshar lanu lavoi lidiyazu. How can we possibly reach this level of understanding? V'alkein, and therefore, yesh lanu lichsoif ulehesgageya ulehishtoikek ma'oid. We are supposed to yearn and want desperately. That what? That mi yitain v'hoyolonu manig hador roye nemon. What would we give to be zeche, to get to have a leader of a generation, a real trustworthy leader, sheyie loy zeh hakoyach, who should have this power, sheyuchal lehoir afilu bonu, that he should be able to shine into us, he should be able to transmit to us, bebechinas raglin, that we are this concept of the feet, we're way on bottom, Yediyah v'hasoga kanal, this high level of understanding and wisdom, shenizkeh lovo yela tachlis, that we should be zeichet to get to this tachlis. Kemoi, Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, for example, like, who's a good example of this? Moshe Rabbeinu. Shemigoydel oitzem ma'alosoi, because of the incredible, awesome, high level that he himself had achieved, he was able to shine the greatness of Hashem even into the lowest of the low, afilu b'shivcha, even into a maidservant, which represents the lowest element within a society. K'mayisham Razal, as the Mechilta says, and Rashi brings in Chumash, ro'aso shivcha al hayom mashloi ro yecheskel hanovi, that a maidservant who traveled with the Jews when they were crossing the Red Sea got to see Hashem more clearly than Yechezkel Hanovi. Why? Haresha afilu Yechezkel, this shows us that even Yechezkel, shehoya novi godoil kozeh, who was a very, very great prophet, lo yehoya roye ma'asheroa aso shivcho bimei Moshe, he didn't get to see as much as a maidservant during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Who's given the credit for this? This is all credited to the greatness of the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehoya Moshe Rabbeinu hamanhig. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader. Vehu yochol lohoir afilu bebechinas raglin. And he was so great that he was even able to shine the wisdom of Hashem and the greatness of Hashem even to the lowest ones who are referred to as the feet. Sheafilu haraglin, even the feet, sherechikim mehamoyach, which are far from the brain, they're the furthest part of the body from the brain, afal pikein gamheim yuchlu lahasig vilodas hatachlis, even they should be able to get to understand and know the tachlis, al yidei mifalois Hashem, through the fantastic deeds of Hashem. In this case, through the splitting of the Red Sea. Asher boro bo'ilam ha-shofel hazeh kanal, which Hashem created the fantastic items within creation, within this world. Ki al yidei gidulas ha-manhig yochoy lahamshich ha-moyach afilo lo-haraglin. Because it's based on the greatness of a leader, that can actually give him the power to be able to shine, to draw the moichin, the seichel, even into the feet. Va'oz yuchalios, and then there exists the possibility, shehoraglin elu hem gedele mimoyach acher, that these feet are on a higher level than somebody else's brain. As in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, we see that those people who were categorized as being the feet in that generation were on a higher level than people who were the brains in another generation. V'zehu, Rabbein Azal says, this is what's being referred to in this pasuk in Tehillim when it uses the words l'chu chazu. L'chu means, Rabbein Azal explains, l'chu daiko. L'chu means walk, go with your feet, klei halicha. Hainu b'chinas haraglin. The word l'chu refers to the feet. Shehem klei ha-halicha. Gam heim yechazu mifalois Hashem. What's a real fantastic achievement? When the feet get to see the awesomeness of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. Asher som shamois pa'oretz, that Hashem has placed shamois in the world. Hainu, what does this refer to? Rabbeinu Zal explains. Hainu pe'ulois Hashem, these are the outstanding deeds of Hashem, asher som ba'oretz, which Hashem has placed in the world, ba'oretz hazu, which Hashem has placed in this world, da'ainu boze ho'olam ha'shofol, in this lowly world, sh'aydei mifalois Hashem, she'ba'oretz hazeis ha'shvela, through the awesome, outstanding deeds of Hashem, even within this lowest of worlds, yecholin lodas ulahasig hatachlis. A person can get to achieve an understanding and get to know the tachlis, the final purpose of the whole creation. V'zehu, this is what's meant when the pasuk says asher som shamois ba'oretz, that Hashem has placed shamois in the world. Shamois in Hebrew means a churva, a place of destruction. It also means a concept of ayin, keser, bitul, nothingness. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Hainu shehatachlis." This refers to the tachlis shehu bechinas shamois, which is referred to by this term shamois, because the word shamois is the rashi tevois of these words tachlis maase shomayim vaoretz. So the word shamois is actually synonymous with the tachlis, the keser, the ayin, the highest peak of kedusha. Bebechinas nefesh chayo hu shemoi. As we say, the soul of an item is its name. So we see that the name shamois, which means destruction, shamois is also shemois. The name refers to the concept of the neshama. Nefesh chayo hu shemoi is its name. The name is the chiyus of the item, the neshama of the item. Ukamoi shamrazal, as the Gemara says, al tikri shamois elo shemois. That the wondrous deed of Hashem was that he actually gave names to every item within creation. And we know that the name is synonymous with the neshama. Proof is that when a person gets sick, what do? We alter the name. We add the name. We modify the name, and that affects the chiyus of the person. That affects the neshama, the life source, vayipach biapov, nishmas chayim, that affects the power to live of the person. Rabbein Azal says, Dahainu oylam ha-neshamais shehu ha-tachlis, hu melubosh v'nechaz be'eretz ha-shvela hazu. The oylam ha-neshamais, the tachlis, is cloaked and hidden within this lowly physical world. Shaydei oylam hazeh ha-shofol, through this lowly world, daika, al yodoi muchrochin lahasig ha-tachlis kanal. It's through this lowly world that we can, only through this world, that we can get to understand the tachlis. This corresponds beautifully with what we said yesterday, that Rav Nosson brings in Kutei Halachos, Sulam Mutzav Orza, V'roishoy Magi Ad HaShemayma. That the key to Roishoy Magi Ad HaShemayma, the key to getting to understand heavenliness, is Mutzav Orza. It's Daika, a person who has his feet on the ground, in this lowly physical world, that's what's needed in order to be zecha to roishe magi hashemaima, to get to be masig heavenly thoughts. It's daika through this oylam hashofel, this very lowly world. Ube'emes, and in truth, Rabbi Nizal says, hu chiddush nifla v'noira ma'oid. It's an incredible, outstanding item, shehasogas hatachlis, that to get to understand the final purpose of creation, shehu dovor kavoya koze lahasig oisli yisborach. This is such an incredible high item to get to understand Hashem, who toli daika bebrius oilam hashofel, is dependent on the creation of this lowly physical world. The chol haneshamos muchrochin lavor bozeh ha'olam, and all the neshamos, all the souls, are forced, are obligated to go to pass through this world kidei lahasig hatachlis, to get to participate in and understand the tachlis. Ki ein Moshiach ben David bo ad sheichlu kol haneshamos shebeguf. The Gemara writes very clearly that Moshiach will not come until all the neshamos are used up, until they've all passed through this world. Moshiach's coming represents this Hasoga Selukus. Ki molo ha'oretz deyas Hashem. All of those things are going to take place when Moshiach comes. When? Only after all the neshamas have passed through this lowly, lowly physical world. Ki kulam muchrochim lovoy lazeh ha'olam hashofel. All of them are required to come to this lowly world. Kidei lahasig hatachlis al yodoy. So that this world serves as the vehicle through which a person is zeichet to be masig the tachlis, to get to understand, to be nichlau in this ayin. To get to the ayin, you yourself have to go down to ayin, to this olam atoyu, to this lowly world of nothing, to be zeichet to get to reach up to the peak of kedusha. Nimtza, so what do we see from this? Shekulam heim bechinas nitzrach lebrius. That all the neshamos can be referred to as a concept of dependent on people. Meaning, Shehem Nitzrochen Lebriyos Ha'olam Lahasig HaTachlis Al Yodam Kanal. We are dependent on being created into this world, or on the creations of this world, in order to get to be Masig the Tachlis. This is an item that's mentioned in the Gemara, this concept of Nitzroch Lebriyos, that a person should try not to have to come on to other people, not trying to be independent, self-sufficient, not to have to come on to other people. Rabbi Nizal says, we see from here that all the neshamos are a concept of nitzroch labrius. They have to come on to this world, this lowly world, in order to get to be masig betachlis. Period. Now Rabbi Nizal says, v'ro'i lonu loymar zois bebechia bedemois sholish. It would be worthy for us to say this with a lot of tears, livkos, to cry to Hashem, ulisgagea, and to yearn, levakesh, to seek, ulahischanein lefonov, and to plead before Hashem, lefonov yisporach, mosai nizke loze, when will we be zeche to this, sheyielanu ze hadas, that we should be zeche to get to have this level of seichel, shenuchal lodas, ulahakir haboire yisporach, mikol davor shalzeho oilam, beprote proteus canal, so that we should be able to get to understand Hashem via each and every single item within creation and all its individual parts, ad hatachlis canal, you know, reaching up to the tachlis. Ukithi hamadrega p'chusa shelonu ata, and according to the very, very low level that we find ourselves on now. Now picture Rabbeinu Zal was saying this in the 1700s. Try to imagine what we're at now. The kulonu ein ponenu yofois klal, and all of us, our faces are not pretty to look at all. This is an expression that's used based on a medrash, where it refers to the Yidden when we're on a very low level, that our faces are oisgeshmirt, our faces are very dirty, not presentable. Onu tzrichin sheirachim oleinu, Hashem isporach, we need Hashem to take a lot of pity on us. Litein lonu manhig roye ne'emon, that Hashem should give us a leader who's a trustworthy leader. Who's capable of shining into our brains this type of understanding, so that we should be able to serve Hashem properly, and to get to the tachlis. Next paragraph. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hasheshes yomim, the 6 days, Heim ha-haskola, they represent the beginning, shebohem nivra ha-koil. Within those 6 days, everything was created. Within the 6 days of creation, that's when everything began. So the beginning is referred to as the 6 days of creation. The Shabbos, the seventh day of creation, hu ha-saif v'ha-tachlis. That's referred to as the end of creation. Ubevadai yesh chiluk bein habriyos. There certainly is a difference between item, objects and creation. Ki bevadai yesh chiluk, there certainly is a big difference bein ma shenivre koidim, between that which was created earlier within creation, ubein ma shenivre bashishi, and toward to that which was created on the sixth day, shehu somoch yoser l'shabbos, which is closer to the Shabbos. Now note, this is a very, very interesting thing. This is obviously showing us one of the differences between human beings and all other objects in creation. How is it that human beings have the greatest potential for Hasogas Elokus, for getting to understand the Tachlis Hashem? What's our advantage over a bird, or a tree, or a fish? The fact that we were created closer to Shabbos, the 6 days of creation represent the Haskola. Shabbos represents the Tachlis, the Seif. The closer you are created to the Seif, the more easily accessible it is for you to reach up to that Tachlis, to reach up to the Seif. The Isa b'Sforim, and it's brought in Sforim, Ki Sheshes Yomim Oso Hashem Es Hashemayim V'Soorets. Shegam Hasheshes Yomim Bi'atzmon Nivru. The 6 days themselves were a creation also. Because note, the Zohar HaKadosh says, what should it have said if you know your Hebrew? Ki b'sheshes yomim osa Hashem es ha-shamayim v'soretz. In 6 days Hashem created. That's not what it says. It says, technically, ki sheshes yomim osa Hashem. Hashem made 6 days. Hashem actually created 6 days. V'heim b'soid igulo el hanekuda ha-pnimis shehu Shabbos. They are in the secret of a circle related to the central focal point, which is the Shabbos. Ach afal piken yesh chilukim. But there are still many differences, meaning Rabbeinu Zal is implying here that if we want to envision these 7 days of creation, the way we look at it is Shabbos is referred to as the center. The other 6 days are like concentric circles going further and further away from the Tachlis, away from the center, just as in the Menorah. What is a Menorah? A Menorah is half of this picture. A Menorah only shows you 180 degrees of this. The Shabbos represents the seventh day, the middle candle. you have the three on each side, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the following week, representing the ones on the right and on the left of this candelabra, all leaning in towards the center candle, as in the Beis HaMikdash, focusing in on the center candle, which represented the Shabbos. So Shabbos is the Nekudas HaMerkaz of the whole Bria, of the whole creation. By the way, about this point of Sheishes Yamim also, if you recall, Rebbe Zal once said a beautiful Chiddush, I think from the Rekeach, what the Rekeach says from here is that actually the only units of time that Hashem created were 6 days. It says, Ki Sheishes Yamim also Hashem. Hashem made 6 days. When are the following 6 days created? How, in other words, once Hashem made those first 6 days, who made the second set of 6 days? Who made the third set? The answer is each and every single Jew who is Shomer Shabbos, who keeps Shabbos. This is where the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'leimor letzion, Ami ato. Hashem says to the Jewish nation, you are my nation. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Al tikri ami Elohimi. Not you're my nation, you are with me. Hashem says, just as I create, you create. Just as I create with speech, B'miluli, with my speech, B'dvar Hashem Shemaim also, so too the Jewish nation also creates with its speech, which is the one day of the week when a Jew is required, obligated, to be extra careful with his speech, V'daber Dovor, that your Dibur of Shabbos should not be like your Dibur of Chayil. That's the Shabbos Kodesh. Because a Yid, through his Dibur on Shabbos, he creates the next 6 days. That's how we teach these words, Ki Sheishes Yamim Osa Hashem. Hashem made 6 days, period, and he didn't make any more. The kasha is, where does all the rest of time come from? The answer is, on Shabbos is created the next 6 days. By whom? Not by Hashem, by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, by being Shomer Shabbos, that's what creates the next cycle, the next 6 days. Shabbos provides the Shefa for the 6 days of the week. It actually creates the 6 days of the week. That's what it is. Next, Masha Omer Azal, this that the Gemara says in Erevin, that there's a machlekas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One says, Noyach loy la'odom shaloi nivra, yoyser mishenivra, that a person would have been better off not having been created than having been created. A person is better off not coming into this dungeon called Earth, this sewer, then coming in, v'chein ma'ashekosud, and so too, what Shlain HaMelech writes in Koheles, toiv mishnehem, es asher eden loyhoyo, it would have been better if there weren't an Eden, if there weren't a whole creation culminating with Gan Eden, you know, this concept of Eden. Hadovor tamua, this is something that's very, very difficult to understand. Vimkein alma nivra, if that's the case, why did Hashem go ahead and create? These statements were made focusing only on Olam Hazeh. In other words, looking at it from a perspective of Olam Hazeh, certainly would have been better off without it. Based on the suffering in Olam Hazeh, and all the hardships that each and every person undergoes in this world, each and every single person, it certainly would have been a lot better if it weren't made at all. Avol ba'olam haba, but when it comes to olam haba, bevadai toiv yoiser ma'ashenivra, then a person will get to see and realize that it certainly was of tremendous benefit having been created and having been put into this world. Because it's through this lowly world, it's through the menias that a person gets to the ne'imus, to the noyam. Lachzois b'noyam Hashem can only come by passing through this world, which is called one big blob of menia, of an obstacle course in trying to get close to Hashem. The Gemara even writes that in certain ways, 1 hour in this world is worth more than a whole Olam Haba, because of how much Olam Haba you can get out of 1 hour in this world, how much you can produce. We'll just try to finish quickly. Rabbein Azal says, Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings. The Oz Memanin Kol HaMalochim Lamala. That Kol HaMalochim Lamala. Then they appoint all leadership in heaven also. All the different sorim, rulers in heaven, are also appointed in the month of Nisan. And certainly, they present gifts to each and every single one who is appointed as a king, as a ruler. V'Hashem Yisborach Yiten Lanu Gamkein Melech U'Manhig Roya Nemon. May Hashem also give us, grant us, a good king and a ruler, a trustworthy shepherd, Sheyucha Lohir Bonu, who can shine all of this into us that we discussed earlier, Kanal. V'Anachnu Heim Ho'om Asher Baraglecha. We are the people who are at your feet. This is an expression that Yisro used towards Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol ha'om asher b'raglecha, this nation that sits by your feet, Rashi HaKadosh says, ha'hoilchem achar atzoscho, that means they follow your advice. Your guidance is called your feet, where you provide them with direction. Shemisnahagim achar hamanig, they follow the leader. U'mi yitein v'hoyolonu manig kemoy Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashon. What would we give to be zeichet to have a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu Kanal? Kol zeh shayach l'simen lamites. All of these additional paragraphs, these short paragraphs, these five little paragraphs that we had after this, were all said in conjunction with this Torah lamites and Likutei Moran. Baruch Hashem. The highlights of this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal is emphasizing the greatness of Hashem, how great Hashem is, and how Hashem's greatness can be realized by studying the creation, by studying the Bria, all the individual particles of the Bria which came from Hashem, and whose purpose is, whose tachlis is, kaviyochel Hashem. So they're all tied into this oneness, and therefore, by studying them, all of them have like these imaginary lines, plugging them in to the beginning and the end, so that by studying these items, through them you can get to be masig Hashem, you can get to understand Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal spoke a lot about that, and Rabbeinu Zal said that this takes tremendous seichel. Rabbeinu Zal says, the question is, what do people do who don't have tremendous seichel, who are classified as this concept of feet? They also have access to this type of understanding of Hashem if they have a leader. A great leader. Proof is the example of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was so great that he was able to take the lowest people within his generation and bring them up to a level higher than the heads of other generations. And Rabbeinu Zal says this in itself is an incredible item to grasp. How it's conceivable that Hashem was able to weave the loftiest of thoughts, you know, the most spiritual concepts, into a physical creation, whereby through a physical Bria, it's conceivable to get to understand Hashem by studying items in the Bria. Now, for example, we mentioned some of the examples that are given in the Zohar Kodesh and other Sforim, that by studying the human body, for example, you have the head, the arms, the trunk of the body, and the feet, which are shaped in the image of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The head is shaped like a Yud, the five fingers on each hand represent the first Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The trunk of the body is shaped like a Vav, and the five toes on each one of the feet corresponding to the second Hey. The Tikkun Ezer talks about the nose being shaped like the letter Aleph, the two Yuds. Two nostrils represent the two yuds, and the pipe in the middle being the vav of the aleph. These are just tiny, tiny examples of how the Torah is found within the Bria. The Torah is what was used to make the Bria, and the Torah and the Bria are very, very much interwoven with each other. And by a person studying the Torah and or studying the Bria, you get to know Hashem, because Hashem and the Torah are also one. These were the major base, you know, items that Rabbeinu Zal spoke here. Now, if Rav Nosson Zal writes that he obviously didn't understand what Rabbeinu Zal was trying to get across here, obviously it seems that this isn't an easy, that what Rabbeinu Zal is trying to get some very deep concepts across here, and there is some difficulty in putting it all together. But on our own level, we can understand, we can take out of this whatever we can.
This is the version that Rabbeinu Zal wrote and Rabbeinu Zal said wasn't?
Yes.
It wasn't correct?
Because obviously Rabbeinu Zal didn't want, you know, Rabbeinu Zal left it at that.
Wow.
Rabbi Nizal commented that you didn't understand it that well. Apparently, then it was left at that. Rabbi Nizal wasn't saying that this is treif or anything. Rabbi Nizal was implying that Rabbi Nizal didn't fully catch what Rabbi Nizal wanted to present here.
Why write something?
Because it was still very, very meaningful. Why bother writing a Torah Achumish, which has billions of contradictions in it and things we don't understand? The answer is because somebody will study it well, and when the missing pieces are filled in, we'll understand this very, very well.
The whole, it seems that it starts with a topless and ends with a topless. So why go through the cycle of coming from a topless, going through it, and getting back to the same place that you started?
We asked this question several times, if you recall, and the answer that one of the answers that was given was because this concept of earning it versus freebie, this concept of getting away from matona, this concept of a matona.
Is the tapas to be looked at as the other end of the spectrum, or it was like a circle where we say that the slave master of Masha Vatrila, that's the beginning?
Both.
So, because if that's the case, so then things, the beginning of creation are just as close to the tapas as the things at the end?
In a sense, yes. Most definitely. Because what do we say is the tachlis? What do we say at the climax of Shabbos? Ato echad v'shimcha echad, right? How was it before Hashem created the world? All that existed was the Oyer Ein Sof, the Achdus of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem. So, in a sense, they are actually one in the same. In a sense. In another sense, they're presented as worlds and worlds and worlds apart. This is obviously the mysteries of the Bria, which we're given a bird's eye view here. Hashem will help, will be zecher to learn the whole Torah, and especially the Sefer Kabbalah, we'll get to understand a little bit more of what this is all about.
And we say that Hashem created the first set of 6 days, you know, and Yidden create the others, every future set based on Shabbos. Who's considered as creating Shabbos?
Shana Shabbos. Excuse me?
Who's considered as creating the Shabbos itself?
I don't know. I don't remember exactly how Rabbi Zal said that. Because he was teaching this pasuk, Sheishis Yamim Os Hashem. Hashem just made the 6 days. Where do the next 6 days come from? It comes from Shabbos. The mission of Shabbos is to create the next 6 days. So it could be Shabbos is not called a creation. Note, we call it Sheishis Yamei Bereishis. Shabbos isn't a creation. 6 days were created. Shabbos is some kind of an in-between state, and on Shabbos is created, is made provisions for the following 6 days.